This goes to Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Walderzak, W-A-L-D-E-R-Z-A-K, P-A-C, fax 989-539-7747, and Dr. Samuel Kaufenberger, K-A-F-F, like Frank, E, N like November, B like boy, E-R-G-E-R. Fax 734-232-9357. Regarding Gary, G-A-R-Y, middle initial D like David, Reichhold, R-E-I-C-H-H-O-L-D. Date of birth, May 7th of 1954. Dear Jamie and Dr. Kaufenberger, this is a consultation for Mr. Reichhart, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine since November of 2022. The patient has had a recently complex medical history. He was found to have left renal cell carcinoma, and he did require a left nephrectomy and partial ureterectomy October 25th of 2022. Unfortunately, during the surgery, part of the colon was nicked, and he developed bowel leakage, and he required about 3 inches of colon resection following the initial surgery. He did recover. He was able to return home. He was extremely weak, though, and he became extremely hypotensive in November, on November 22nd of 2022. He was taken by ambulance to the Clare ER, then transferred down to Elma for hospitalization. He was diagnosed with shock and acute kidney injury, most likely secondary to dehydration. He did require IV fluid boluses, also pressor support with Levofed, and he did develop several episodes of SVT, supraventricular tachycardia, that were sustained, and he was given adenosine and then started back on low pressor and eventually discharged on Sotalol, S-O-T-A-L-O-L, 80 milligram twice a day. And he was given some IV antibiotics while hospitalized, and his condition continued to improve. Upon admission, the creatinine was 2.6, and on the day of discharge, it was 1.4. So he did respond well to treatment. He does see a cardiologist on a regular basis. His name is Dr. Shawali. I think it's S-H-A-W-A-L-I. He also sees Dr. Kirby, who is his urologist. And he's also had left testicular cancer of a different type, liposarcoma, and that has been removed also last year. He's stopped drinking all alcoholic beverages, which were... he was drinking quite heavily prior to his surgeries, and he has not had any more alcoholic intake since October of 2022. And he is gradually starting to feel more energetic and back to his pre-surgical self. He does have severe chronic pain, and prior to the consultation request, he had been taking indomethacin, 50 milligram once daily, and that was working well for pain, but he did stop that medication last week when we asked him to do so, and he's aware of the risk of taking any of that type of medication currently with his chronic kidney disease. Currently, he denies headaches or dizziness, no syncopal episodes, no chest pain or palpitations, No dyspnea, cough, or sputum production. No current nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does have a poor appetite, and he doesn't eat as much as usual. And he has lost 55 pounds since October of 2022, but now the weight has stabilized. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. He feels like he empties his bladder fully. Minimal edema of the lower extremities. No claudication symptoms. Past surgical history is positive for gout, the left renal cell carcinoma, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, obesity, osteoarthritis, edema of both lower extremities, and a chronically elevated PSA level. And hospitalization for shock in possible sepsis in November of 2022. Past surgical history, he had a left inguinal hernia repair October of 23rd of 2022, and then the left nephrectomy and partial ureterectomy, followed by the colon resection October 25th of 2022. And he's also had the left testicular cancer removed after the nephrectomy, and he's had bilateral total knee replacements in 2010, done one at a time. Social history, the patient is married, lives with his wife. He's fully retired. He's an ex-smoker, but he quit way back in 1975. He was a very heavy alcohol consumer, usually beer, but he would drink anywhere from 6 to 8 beer per day, sometimes more than that. He states he never was excessively drunk. He just drank continuously, but he has not consumed alcohol since his surgery in October of 2022. He denies the use of illicit drugs. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, thyroid disease, hyperlipidemia, and cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic, has no known drug allergies. Medications, Tylenol Extra Strength, 500 milligram, 2 every 8 hours as needed for pain. Allopurinol, 200 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Colace, 100 milligram twice a day. Nitroglycerin, 0.4 sublingual as needed for chest pain. Miralax powder, 17 grams once daily as needed for constipation. Fetapace, 80 milligram every 12 hours, and Lipitor, 40 milligram once daily. Physical examination, height 72 inches, weight 316 pounds, pulse is 64, oxygen saturation is 96% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 144 over 62. His ears are, tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension and no carotid bruise. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop, but very distant sounds. Abdomen is obese, non-tender currently. Extremities, he's got 1+ edema of feet and ankles bilaterally. That goes about halfway up his calves. No ulcerations or lesions. Pedal pulse is 1+ bilaterally. Capillary refill is 2 to 3 seconds. And labs and diagnostic studies. Most recent labs were done 2/6 of 2022. Creatinine is stable at 1.7. It's been there ever since 12/5 of 2022, 1.7 with estimated GFR of 40. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 8.8. Hemoglobin is low at 10.9 with a normal white count and normal platelets. We also checked phosphorus, 3.9, and uric acid was 5.8 yesterday. 12/9 of 2022, hemoglobin was lower than it was 9.9, so this hemoglobin has improved in 2 months. white count normal, platelets are normal, and his creatinine 1.7. 12.5 creatinine 1.7. 11.22 of 22 creatinine is 1.4. And electrolytes are normal. 11.26 creatinine was 1.3. 11.25 creatinine 1.4. 11.23 creatinine was 2.0. Sodium 139, potassium 3.7, carbon dioxide was 23. Urinalysis, 1 plus blood and negative for protein, and there were no bacteria seen. 11.8 of 22, creatinine is 1.7. We have older levels too. 10.11 of 22, creatinine 1.3. Estimated GFR is 55. 9.7 of 22, creatinine 1.2. 4.8 of 22, creatinine 1. 12.16, 21, creatinine is 1.1. 7.21 of 21, creatinine is elevated at 1.5. Estimated GFR is 47. 2.20 of 2020, creatinine is 1.0, normal. His last echocardiogram was done 6.2 of 22. Estimated ejection fraction is 60%. Atria were moderately dilated. He had grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. Otherwise stable. And his most recent CT scan of abdomen and pelvis were done 12/30 of 2020. He had the post-left nephrectomy was visualized, and they saw postoperative changes from his partial left colectomy with patent colonic anastomosis and resolution of the colonic wall thickening at the anastomotic site. And the right kidney appeared normal with no collecting system dilation or dysfunction noted. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. And it appears that the creatinine level might stabilize at 1.7 with estimated GFR of 40. And the status post left nephrectomy for the left renal cell carcinoma, and also the left testicular cancer and surgical removal, and hypertension. We've asked the patient to have monthly lab studies done, and he's going to have them repeated in March, again, of 2023. We'll include uric acid levels when we do his levels, and we're going to check for anemia and iron, folic acid, B12 levels with his next labs. We've asked him to avoid all oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use. We'd also like him to continue to abstain from alcohol, since it sounds like he does drink excessive quantities when he does consume alcohol. And the patient agreed to do so. If he does have a flare-up of gout, a burst of steroids over 5 to 7 days is certainly appropriate and very safe for his kidneys. So that may be used. And we have no objection to the use of narcotic analgesia, and the patient understands that this has other inherent risks, but it will not hurt his kidneys. He just may not use the oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.